You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Boy, we've been loading up on the real estate focus on the show. I'm excited to have some cool Atlanta happenings to talk about again and talk about a cool one.
This is a fun one. Well, you know, Halloween's just right around the corner, and how are you going to celebrate that? This is a great family-oriented, fun day, and I'm looking forward to talking about it.
Well, I am too. And if you've never ridden on a hot air balloon before, this is your chance. It is a wicked cool experience. We're joined this morning by Joe Skopitz. He's the Director of Operations for the Department of Event and Venue Management at Kennesaw State University. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time to join us. Now you're a busy guy, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into this great event, take a few quick seconds to tell the audience a bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been in events for about 25 years now. Started at the University of Georgia by accident and stuck with it for the remainder of my life at this point, which is I'm very lucky. I get to throw parties for a living. I get to have fun. And more importantly, I get to make sure that other people have fun. And if I can do that where it's clean and safe and family friendly, all the better. So that's it's a joy. I really appreciate what I'm able to do every day.
Yeah, wonderful life.
I think you probably have the coolest job ever at Kennesaw State University, but let's talk a little bit about the event you have coming up, Halloween.
Absolutely. Halloween is our annual hot air balloon and Halloween festival, huge family-friendly event. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 25,000 people will be joining us over the 2 days, October 18th and 19th in Kennesaw, Georgia. We're adjacent to the main campus, so we're just around the corner. With an 88-acre park that then comes alive with hot air balloons, plenty of trick-or-treating, a million things for the kids and families to do, live music, a little bit of everything.
That sounds like a lovely, lovely experience. How did this event get going?
Well, the group that we work with, and we are kind of a little separate animal from the university, but obviously very tied back, but we wanted to really put our department kind of on the map. And we had resources, which anytime you've got land, as you guys know, it's a good position to be in. Yep. And by having the football stadium and the 88 acres surrounding it, it was, what do we do with this property? And how do we put our department on the map? And one of those ways was we could do concerts, we could do charity walks. We already did sporting events. And so it was, let's create something that brought the community together and it really showcased what we were able to do. And so Halloween was kind of born out of that concept of, let's self-produce something. Let's make it something that we own. We didn't have to bring somebody in and pay a big promoter and all those things. And it was really a couple folks at the office putting it together. And it's grown over time. And it started with about 5 people working on it. And I think, at least from a staff perspective, we're into 30-plus people that'll work on it. So it's grown over the last 6 years.
And 25,000 people.
Absolutely.
That's a real number.
Well, it's a testament to being family friendly, I believe.
Right.
And being in Kennesaw and being attached to the university, people have they feel safe. They feel like they're in a great place. It's the weather's perfect that time of year, or can be. Mm. We've had a little bit of rain, we've had a little bit of cold over the years. It's always changing, but just a great atmosphere for folks to hang out and enjoy a weekend with their families.
So talk us through the event. People arrive and there's music and food and balloon rides. And how does all that work and how can they get a schedule?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, when you come into the facility, you don't really see what's kind of behind the curtain to a certain degree. Just the way the stadium's built and our property is designed. But once you enter, it then opens up into stilt walkers and jugglers and people eating fire and kind of old school carnival to a certain degree from an entertainment perspective. There'll be a field immediately to your left where we'll have tethered balloon rides.
Ah.
So for those who do want to brave it and go up in the air, we do have tethered balloon rides. We don't let you take off, but you get to go quite a ways up in the air. And that's all weather dependent because balloons can be a little finicky.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a big sale at that point. So we want to make sure safety first. And then as you go in, there's entertainment, there's music, food court, a ton of places for the kids to trick or treat. So bring costumes, bring bags, get ready to get plenty of goodies. A huge children's area that is completely free. It's one of the things we enjoy about the event. Once you buy your ticket, you're in and you get to enjoy everything that's there for free, other than the tethered balloon rides. Those are a separate animal. And then in the main stage, which is inside the football stadium, there are going to be 8 balloons that'll be tethered that'll then light up all night long. And that's really one of the beautiful things that we get to do. All those balloons at night will light up once they, just like they were in air, but we go ahead and do a fire show where they're getting filled with helium and obviously rising up and glowing. So we call that our glow show. And they'll do that a couple times a night. Well, they'll burn off a ton of fuel, but still be safely on the ground.
Right.
But it's a great effect with all those balloons kind of flickering and dancing, kind of, we'll call it full of fire. And family is able to just sit there and enjoy the show.
And does, now is there a band that plays during the show or how does...
Absolutely. So everything's, we've got music all night long, whether it's inside the stadium for that show, whether there's live bands on stage. This year, we're doing something a little different, a live band karaoke.
Ooh.
So if you've done karaoke, that's great. If you love live entertainment, it's great. We're shoving the two together. And there is a great band in town that does this on a regular basis. And we have very high hopes, but they're a lot of fun. So you go up there, you make your selection like normal. But instead of having a, you know, a video screen behind you and the words flashing on a TV, you're leading the band.
Wow.
So you're the lead singer and you get to be kind of immersed in the event, which so much of this event really is interactive.
Yeah.
And we've tried to do that over the years to make sure people are truly immersed in the event. And this is just another example of being able to do that.
That sounds cool. I always wanted to be a front man in a real band.
There you go. There's your opportunity,
Todd.
There's
the opportunity.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. And I know buying a home is a major investment. It's important to know the home you buy will be comfortable and energy efficient. That's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice Home Program. These homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Energy efficient homes, guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So the balloon ride, so a separate animal, as you said, walk us through how that process works for those that are curious.
Yeah, so they're all set up on where our track team practices, so, and actually soccer as well. So we set up on an entire football field. I think right now we've got 6 that are slotted for that area, and it's a $15 fee, and you get to go a full basket of people, go up and take a bird's eye view of not only our complex, but really all of Kennesaw. You're up a pretty good ways and able to see into the stadium and all those other balloons and all the children's activities. So you really get this great viewpoint of the rest of the festival.
Now, that sounds really cool.
And what are the hours for the festival? And then do the hours for the balloon rides vary?
Yeah. So the balloon rides will go along with our regular hours. We're going to be 6 to 11. Mm-hmm. And that's both Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th. We've had some varying hours over the years, so we want to make sure that people are hearing that loud and clear and are able to go back to our website and double check all that. But it is going to be 6 to 11 both nights, and then the balloon rides and really everything else starts right then at 6. The one thing that people I know want to see is they want to see the balloons lit up. They want to have this big effect. That really doesn't happen until it's dark.
Okay.
So as it gets closer to 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we can really make an impact, then we go kind of crazy with the balloons lighting up after that.
What if I want to eat? How does the food work at this great event?
It is wide open. So our concessionaire, who is at the stadium every day, then takes over and then has 50 different outlets throughout the property where you can get food and beverage a little bit of everywhere. So think of your traditional carnival food. So it's not exactly, waste friendly, maybe,
right?
or waistline friendly, I should say. But the food is fantastic. We do have vegan options.
So wow, that's nice.
Vegan corn dog.
Ooh.
Don't judge. It's going to be fantastic. There's really some great people to do in town, and I've used them for 10 years, and they're fantastic. But options kind of across the board. We also, for those who are out, maybe date night or. We want to bring the kids, but if you're young and having fun, the property does have a liquor license.
Oh.
So unlike a lot of colleges that don't, we do. Our stadium is a little bit different that way. So there will be plenty of adult beverages. If you were interested, and special cocktails with all of our sponsors and partners involved. So our concessionaire will be mixing those up and making sure that everyone's properly represented at the bar service.
So really important question.
Yes, ma'am.
Funnel cake. Can I get a funnel cake there?
You can.
Yes.
People that do the vegan corn dog do the
funnel cake.
If you've got fryers, right? If you've got fryers, you can make really anything.
Well, It's really important because I went to a fall festival and fair recently and I was expecting funnel cake and they didn't have any. I was very disappointed. So now I have to go somewhere to get a funnel cake.
Well, you also said you haven't been in a hot air balloon. So
right.
that's now two things that you know you can cross off the list.
That's
funnel
right.
cakes, hot air balloon.
Okay,
that's
there
right.
you go.
Go on a ride whilst eating.
I don't know if they'll let me do that, but that would be fun.
I'm
having a glass of red wine. I think it goes well with funnel cake.
You're able to do all those things. And then, of course, finishing off the night with a live band karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
And making sure that you're the rock star that we all know you are.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds awesome. All right, tickets. So do you have to buy them in advance? Can you walk up day of and buy tickets at the door? Walk us through all that.
You can. You can do both. Obviously, we recommend, just like with any other time, to get them in advance and make it life easy. Have the tickets on your phone and just scan that barcode. But you can also do it in the day of. So if weather's an issue or if something comes up with the family, and I've got two 7-year-olds who tend to change my schedule on a regular basis. So I know it might be Friday or Saturday, depending on what's going on. But children under 3 are free. So if you've got kids in a stroller, you've got everybody's in a costume, come on down. Those folks are free. $6 for those 3 to 12. So not so bad. So again, family-friendly pricing. Everybody else is $14. So if you're 13 and up, it's $14. And there is a VIP section, and you can find that online. There's all the information that goes with it if you're interested. So those tickets are available online as well.
So is there anything else that attendees need to know?
Sure. And we mentioned weather a couple times, and we're very dependent on that. But it is a rain or shine event. So we've had folks doing full-on costume contest in the rain. And it's adorable when you're 5. It's not so adorable when you're 25, but it's okay. Also, no pets at the event other than service animals. There's a lot going on. We mentioned 25,000 people showing up. It's a lot for animals to tolerate. So we want to make sure it's everyone's nice and safe. And then the entire Kennesaw State campus and our property as well is a tobacco-free environment. So we ask folks to leave those things at home and have a good time with their family.
All right. Well, Joe, before we let you go, should anyone want to learn more about this event and get information on the tickets, where do they go?
Olween.com. So OLW-O-WEEN.com. And some great graphics, beautiful pictures. You'll get a full idea of what that event has for us at the website. Again, Olween.com.
Joe Skopitz, the Director of Operations for the Event and Venue Management Department at Kennesaw State University, and I guess the ringleader of Olween, this great event coming up. The dates again are
October 18th and 19th, 6 to 11.
All right. Looking forward to it. Joe, thanks again for stopping by.
My pleasure.
And good luck with this great event. All right, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. All the time we have for today, thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.